we have Ben Settle with us from the Email Players Newsletter. How are you, Ben?
I am good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Fantastic. So tell us what the Email Players Newsletter is.
It's a newsletter that has not been launched yet. It's going to launch in about 2 weeks. And it's basically, I'm always testing and tweaking and experimenting with emails, and it's just going to be an ongoing, almost like a diary type of thing. Here's what I've been doing. Here's what's worked. Here's what hasn't worked. Here's what you can do. Here's some templates you can use that I've been using. And it's just ongoing constantly so that as I get to learn new things, I share it with the people who subscribe.
Well, that's very nice. That's very nice. And tell me about emails. Well, I mean, obviously there's a lot of talk out there, spamming and, you know, things that are going on out there with, you know, people getting, you know, hundreds and hundreds of emails a day, and it's filtering through them and it's identifying what, you know. Tell me about that whole world, because it's getting pretty cumbersome.
It is, and you brought up spam and people getting 100 emails. That's so true, and it's so important to know how to stick out in the inbox now. And when people just, if you just learn to write fun emails that are, where it's not really like you're being an imposition on anybody. You're actually they look forward to reading your emails every day. You have a far better chance of sticking out, and you'll be the only person that they read if you do it right.
Can you give me an example of a good email that would stick out?
Yeah, well, for example, usually what you'll see.
And you're talking about the subject line, right?
Well, the subject line and the content too,
yep.
But the subject line is probably the first thing that has to do this right. In a lot of cases, and it just depends what industry somebody's in, all you'll see is, you know, half off or 24 hours left or, you know, just blatant sales pitches. And I'm not saying that never works, but if you put a different kind of subject line in there that's pure curiosity and it doesn't even look like it's trying to sell you anything and it just looks interesting. For example, one time I wrote an email to my own list during a time when everybody was trying to send sales pitches out. There was like several products being launched in my industry. And you'd see all these 24 hours left, 48 hours to go, you know, don't miss out. And I wrote something, I think the subject line was disturbing things I do on the phone. You know, which one's going to stick out in the inbox, you know, amongst all that noise?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, basically, if somebody comes to you, what are they going to, I mean, when they read your newsletter, what's the main message that they're going to get when they read that newsletter?
Well, they're going to learn how to stick out in the inbox first and foremost, and the second thing they're going to learn is how to make a sale while at the same time making the reader have a fun, interesting ride. It's not unlike I use the talk radio analogy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Not unlike your show. You come in every day and you have a fun, informative chat with your audience. But you still have commercial breaks and that sort of thing. You're still selling. The station is still selling. But not in an obnoxious way, not in a way that offends anyone or turns anyone off. People actually tune in to hear you.
Yeah.
And that's what email should do.
Yeah, I agree, Ben. And that's huge to kind of get yourself in there where, I mean, like, even we, Scott and I talk about this on a daily basis. You get 3,000 commercial messages on a daily basis. And it's really important that if you have a product or service and a message that's attached to that you actually stand out, you create a value proposition that gets you outside of the fray of all those other messages that are being delivered to that potential customer. So I understand the importance of making sure you stand out, and the emails is huge because we're doing so many of them on a daily basis. So you obviously take the content and then you generate the subject line after you develop the content, right?
Usually that is the way it works out. I prefer the days where I actually have the subject line first, but you can go either way. It doesn't matter. The key is, in my opinion, just to do it frequently and as often. Like, I do daily. I prefer daily. I think that has the best impact if you do it right. So really, it's just getting that content out whatever way you can. But personally, I would like to have the subject line first, but it doesn't quite always work out that way.
No problem. Now, Ben, where can people find your newsletter once it does launch?
They can go to bensettle.com, and that's where my free newsletter is. But I talk about the one I'm going to launch quite frequently on there, so they can get information there.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ben. Definitely go to bensettle.com. You want to learn more how to properly deliver an email and get people's attention. I think you're going to find some good quality stuff over there at newsletter. Thanks a lot, Ben. We appreciate you coming on today.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.